This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Investigators said on Monday the man in custody and charged in connection with Sunday's attempted assassination of former U.S. President and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump waited outside Trump's golf course for 12 hours. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At a federal court in Florida, a shackled Ryan Routh was charged with having a firearm despite being a convicted felon and having one with an obliterated serial number. He could face more serious charges as the investigation continues. Routh was taken into custody. The FBI says Secret Service agents noticed a rifle muzzle poking through the shrubs of the golf course where Trump was playing. An agent opened fire. Routh fled and was caught in a neighboring county. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police body cam video released on Monday showed law enforcement taking into custody the man suspected of firing gunshots near Republican U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump's golf course over the weekend.
Driver! Take two steps to your right! Take two steps to your right!
Secret Service agents spotted and fired on the gunman in bushes near the property line of the golf course a few hundred meters from where Trump was playing, law enforcement officials said. Facebook owner Meta said on Monday it was banning RT and other Russian state media networks from its platforms, claiming the outlets had used deceptive tactics to carry out covert influence operations online. Enforcement of the ban would roll out in the coming days, it said. In addition to Facebook, Meta's apps include Instagram, WhatsApp, and Threads. The ban marks a sharp escalation in actions by the world's biggest social media company against Russian state media. This is VOA News. Israel on Tuesday expanded its stated goals of the war in Gaza to include enabling residents to return to communities in northern Israel that had been evacuated due to attacks by Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon. The decision was approved during an overnight meeting of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet. Netanyahu's office said Hamas's October 7th assault on southern Israel sparked the war in Gaza. Hezbollah opened a second front against Israel a day later, and fighting across the Israel-Lebanon border has since escalated, threatening to ignite a regional conflict. Germany reintroduced temporary controls on its western and northern borders on Monday, part of what Berlin says are efforts to control irregular migration and cross-border crime. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
German border police check a busload of tourists crossing in from France. Political analysts say they may be aimed at undercutting support for the far right and opposition conservatives ahead of state and federal elections. In Frankfurt, on the border with Poland, this resident welcomed the checks. Here in the border areas, we suffer from crime, she says, so it's very good. So the controls mark a setback to free movement within the European Union, one of its key pillars. The new checks have infuriated neighbouring states, who fear they'll have to absorb more asylum seekers and also worry about the impact on trade.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. More rivers across Central Europe have been unable to deal with a deadly deluge of heavy rain from the worst flooding in at least two decades, Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
On Monday, Poland's government declared a disaster in affected areas and said that it had set aside $260 million to help victims. Prime Minister Donald Tusk said his country and others affected would seek financial aid from the European Union. The southern Polish town of Kłodzko was still inundated with water on Monday after border areas between the Czech Republic and Poland were hit hard over the weekend. Surging water levels collapsed some bridges, forced evacuations, and left a trail of destruction.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Nigerian authorities say 281 inmates escaped after devastating floods brought down a prison's walls in the country's northeast. A major dam collapsed last Tuesday, unleashing severe flooding that left 30 people dead and over a million displaced and prompted evacuations across the state of Borno. Officers attempted to evacuate the prison last week when they found out the prisoners had escaped, a spokesperson for the Nigeria Correctional Services said in a statement on Sunday night. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.